Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to yet another weekly episode of The Conservative Input. I am joined here by my friends Tim Holtz and Josie Hare. We're going to be talking about a whole range of topics this week, because there's been a lot of things that just popped up, and I don't even know, just where to start, honestly, because there's been a lot of news reports from politicians crying to basically students getting censored. Well,
fake news.
Why don't we start off with the whole story of AOC crying?
Okay, yeah. I feel like it's definitely one of the least notable things that happened this week. So I feel like it is a good place to start. So I guess it was, she's in the House, right? Mm-hmm. She's a representative. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess the House of Reps voted to move a Real Mason's about to join, or Mason's about to join. Well, we'll see him in a second, I guess. So the House put a vote in place, voted to move providing aid for Israel to the Senate. Is that how it went?
Yes.
Looks like it. Yeah. So. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, tax the rich girl. Well, whatever you know her by. I don't know. She at first she voted no, then she changed her vote to present. And I guess when the results came out, she didn't like that we were giving money to Israel. Sounds kind of fishy to me, AOC. Why don't you... Steven. I don't think she was quite that obnoxious with it. I'm playing with you.
I'm just poking fun at her. Yeah. AOC is just, she's a crybaby.
I don't know if she means to do this, but she does a lot of things. Okay, I was about to say, I don't think I have you guys on output, but I do. You guys were just really quiet. Good job. she does a lot of things that just people think are goofy. Like, I don't know how she gained. I was actually listening to Tim Pool talk a little bit about this. And he was like, we have a lot of senators and representatives who are talking about bills being put in place in different cities that they don't even represent, or in states that they don't even represent. I'm like, that's not gonna get you votes where you're representing someone. So I don't know. She just does a lot of goofy things. I think this is one of the especially goofy things she did. She started crying over a vote. Did anybody see why? Was it because of the border, or was it because of Pakistan or Palestine? Was it because of Palestine, or was it because of the border or whatever?
I really don't know.
I don't know. I could see it going either way. We won't provide for the people at the border, but we'll give to Israel or whatever. We're siding with Israel when Palestine is clearly the correct faction. Blah. I feel like that's one of those is how she thinks. I swear.
Yeah, I think so.
That's basically it with the AOC crying. But we do have something kind of big. I actually don't know if we should do it in this order, but I really want to. This is something I want to address. Whips. So there was a couple images and a video that came out recently about what's been going on at the border. And we've talked about the border before, and we did... I'm pretty sure I linked some of those images in the last episode, but so it's getting worse. We've got thousands of people coming over our border, especially from Haiti, specifically from Haiti, and it's a mess. It's a real big mess, and the Biden administration finally admitted that we've got an issue. I think just today they admitted that there was a problem
after we've been trying to press you for this border crisis, this illegal immigrants massively flooding in, you finally addressed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then
not long, bro.
It was also leaked that they are not testing anybody for COVID at the border.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Oh, but we have to get tested for COVID?
Yeah. Hey, I will not comply. But yeah, so the big story with the border this week was there was a couple images in a video that came out showing Border Patrol agents holding what looked like whips. Those are not whips. Anybody who has ridden a horse and has used reins will laugh at many of the stories that have come out about this, because reins are used to steer the horse, not to whip people. And they were not whipping people with whips or reins. They were steering the horses. And I'll link a couple videos, and I'll try and put a couple articles too. One that shows the false information and one that shows actually what happened. So that I actually feel like that's something we should start doing. Maybe even put in some like fact checkers or like what we know are neutral media. So yeah, I think we've had quite a few news stations, magazines, even politicians. You know, the White House administration, Biden administration, they said we condemn Border Patrol agents using whips. Now,
which
they
ones
didn't...
though?
Huh?
Which ones though, Biden?
Well, that see, is... here's the thing. They didn't say they did use whips. They just say they condemned them using whips.
What?
So, basically what they're saying is, like, we don't know what they're doing, but say they are doing this one thing. We don't like that. Is basically what they're saying. And I really think they could care less. I honestly don't think they care. I feel like it's all just a ploy to get people on their side, and then, you know, it came out that they were fake, and...
Sorry.
Oh, you're
I
good.
Don't know how that started playing.
You're good,
like
you're good.
It's like an ad or something.
Hey, that's all right. That's great. It just spooked me a little bit. Anyways, so yeah, what do you guys think about the whips thing? Have either of you rode horses before?
Barely. I've, sat on a horse while it's walking.
Nope.
But, that's all. Being led by someone. Oh, there's Mason.
Oh, Mason.
Hello.
Hello.
Everybody?
You were late, good
we
sir.
Give a round of applause?
I know. I thought it was at 4.
You thought it was at
4. Mason, you deserve a round of applause for coming here.
Wait, at 4?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought it was at 5. So I was, running errands and stuff. And then all of a sudden, oh, crap.
You're good. You're good. So we've talked about AOC crying. Do you know the whole story with that? Have you heard about that, Mason?
Yeah, she was crying because the Jews can defend themselves, right?
I think that's what it is. That's what I think it is. Jeez. And then we've talked about whips. You know the whips thing?
Yeah, stupid situation happening.
Have you ever ridden a horse, Mason?
I have many times, actually.
Yeah, so you know about reins.
Yeah, you know, you pull the reins, it's like, so you lose, it's like your control over the horse so you don't die.
Yeah, and if actually, I will actually do something. I'm actually going to look up a picture of this.
Ooh. Wow.
All right, Pokemon HQ, let's take our most popular...
Man.
Okay. So, I was watching a video before the stream started, so it's going to say something about Pokemon, because I was watching a video about Pokemon.
Oh my god,
okay.
What does Pokemon have to do with
That's really funny. When you look up the picture of reins, the definition for it is actually the picture of the Border Patrol agents. That's hilarious. Eat that, mainstream media. Eat that.
Wow.
That's great.
That's some friendly fire right there.
Yep. So if I'm just gonna, if you guys want to keep talking about it, I don't know, we're talking about something off topic, I guess. I'm just gonna keep looking for these images.
No, the thing is, the thing for me is I haven't looked up the reins before. I never heard of it. All I know is there were Haitian migrants at the border, and just apparently they were trying to keep them up. But there are some people talking about this. It's both liberal and conservative side. It's the obviously the liberals, they're they want to say, grant amnesty to all these people, even if they come in illegally. But then, oh, the conservatives, I think they're like, conservatives, I see, is like, no, just like stop the mass immigration. It's like, but it's like, look, my standard for immigration will always be the same. Like, immigration should not become, should not like have massive amounts of people flooding in, because that would just like cause chaos at our border. Immigration should obviously not be done illegally. I'm sure, and I'm 100% sure everyone can agree on this. And there should always be rules, like just wait in line, you know, to come in legally. And so that's just obviously the standard I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I mean, you have to have some way to like regulate what's going on and how many people are just flooding into our country. Yeah. And whether they're gonna do it legally or not legally, yeah, makes a difference.
Yeah, this is coming from somebody who is actually a son of immigrants. So there we go.
Yeah, my great grandfather was an immigrant. He immigrated here during, oh, my family is German. During the 40s. So
oh my,
my family, I'm a family of immigrants too. I swear, we're good people.
Yeah, go back to Europe if you think illegal immigrants should get out. Go back to Europe.
Okay, so,
but carry on.
I actually cannot find a decent image.
Oh, what image are you trying to look up?
I'm looking for one where you can see him pull the reins. The rein that's hanging off the side of the horse that looks like a whip is the extra, like, the slack in the reins, because he's turning the horse in another direction. And that's what they're saying is a whip, when in reality it's just the slack in the reins.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find one and put a link to it. That fairly certain mainstream media has buried these images pretty good, because the only places I've seen them is on Twitter, by accounts that are mostly blocked by people.
Wow.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Tim might have something that we don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah. See, I've got my sources. Okay. It's funny talking about Twitter. I told Steven this before we got on, but or before we started recording. But I posted like a comment under someone's like tweet like a few days ago, and now I just have two like dudes like fighting about something. Because it was about Vosh. One of them likes Vosh and one of them doesn't like Vosh. I'm assuming they're both gay. But, and no issue there at all. But it was one of the way one of them reacted. So one says, you're a YouTuber's fan account. Where's your girlfriend? And they're like, that's very, very heteronormative of you. My partner came over the other day, and I'm like, why underneath my tweet do you have to do this? My tweet of all tweets. Also, small note, I guess, if you got any of you listen to Bryson Gray, his album for a short period of time, I think it was like a day and a half, a couple days maybe, his album was number one on the Amazon on the new music Amazon list, which good for him, man. Good for him.
Based.
Yep.
Wow. Based. Amazon.
Bryson Gray. Based
Jeffrey Bezos.
No, Jeff Bezos is net. Oh, so Biden also had another gaffe. He says trillionaires are doing very well. Yeah, there are trillionaires now. What are their names? I need to know
what's the list of people that are trillionaires.
Yeah, I need the list of people who are 10 times more wealthy than Jeff Bezos. Please, dear God, show me that list.
All right. No.
You're not going to be able to find it.
The whole whips thing, the Haitian migrants at the border.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all been discussed, really. Yeah. Wow. Any other news we could ever talk about this week?
Now, to be fair, if you have no clue how to ride a horse, I could see how you would interpret those as being whips, but
yeah,
they're do talking about the do your research before you make a claim like that, because that's something terrible to accuse someone of doing. Like, that's
I was just gonna say, like, the media definitely, like, it's not just them being like, oh, we don't know, so we're just gonna put it out there, that it's definitely whips. They have all the resources they need to find out whether it was whips or not, and like what makes sense with actual horse riding. So
you see, they haven't looked into it whatsoever, clearly, because like the White House and stuff, they're like, well, we're just no longer gonna have horses patrolling the border. And it's like, all right, what?
Like,
where's this investigation on? Did this really happen or not? A photo can only show so much.
Yeah, and the person who took the photos, like, apparently he said something about, like, I didn't see any Border Patrol agents whipping anybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just taking pictures. So, and then, like back to the whole, like, okay, whipping people, that's a terrible thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd argue that it's just as terrible to accuse someone of whipping someone, especially with the connotations that that has when it's a white man against a Haitian immigrant.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something you should be accusing someone of. And it's the same thing we saw with, now, the Jesse Smollett thing was a little bit different because he hired two, like, Nigerian immigrants to beat him up and then claimed it was a racial attack. And then there was also a case where, I forget what college it was, but there was, like, racial slurs and a swastika spray painted on the wall. And they're like, this is a racial attack. And then they, like, did an investigation and it turned out it was, like, it was one of the people that worked there. It was a black gentleman, and they refused to disclose his race.
Wow, that's just...
because they wanted to claim that it was a racial attack.
Oh, well, I just think right now we're talking about this is probably kind of the same thing as, like, you know, saying that white supremacists are out targeting Asians, like, several months ago.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There was also a story where a young black woman brutally beat a 70-year-old Hispanic lady because she thought she was Asian. Brutally beat a 70-year-old.
As Asian myself, as an Asian and person of color, honestly, like, I hope, like, I just don't want to make that all my, like, racial identity. Because, like, I love America.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian. Like, I see myself as a child of God, but it's like, If ever bad things happen, it's like, just report the full truth about the bad thing. It's like, don't just twist the narrative to get people all frustrated and be like, oh, we're going to make this a top priority to, like, search out every bad thing that happens to me. Like, or, like, we're going to search out all the bad people and just try and get them all. It's like, bro. Mm-hmm.
And to get, like,
political activism to your own benefit. Josie, what were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just agreeing with you and saying, like, just to get, like, more attention, make it a race-based thing when really it may have been a really bad thing that happened to you, but it's not, the world is not existing because of race. And
come on.
And that was the biggest thing, because I read that article about the person that worked at the college who spray painted the wall. I looked down at the comments and they were like, we don't see much racism except when it's being invented by the left to bring up stuff about it. And, like, if you look at, like, this thing with Jesse Smollett, if you look at, there was a video of, or there was a thing where, like, some girl in a college dorm threw eggs at her door and claimed that it was a racial attack. And then they checked the cameras and they were like, you literally threw the eggs at your own door.
Mm. Wow.
Like, they invent racism. Now, racism is a terrible thing. You know, we see, you know, Asian hate is an actual thing.
Yeah, but it's not committed by white supremacists as the people to say.
The people are really quick to assume, or really quick to just talk about white people being terrible. You know? And, yeah, there are some bad white people out there. There are also some bad black people. There are bad Hispanic people. There are bad Asian people. There are bad people, regardless of what race it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of race, something happened at ASU recently.
Oh, yes. ASU. Yeah. That's a big
Mason, did you hear about that?
I have not. Enlightened me.
There was a video at an Arizona State University
there were two black girls. They were just, they all of a sudden, like, those, there were two white dudes sitting at the table studying, but then there were these two black girls. They just all randomly just approached these two white dudes that were sitting there saying, "You need to get out of here. You're, like, being so offensive." Because, yeah, like, one of them had a logo on his, like, laptop saying, "Police Lives Matter."
Yeah.
And he's just asked, like, "Bro, what are you doing? We're just studying. We're doing nothing to you. We're literally just studying." They're like, "You're being offensive. Police Lives Matter. You guys are supporting racism."
Well, they actually didn't say that you're supporting racism. They say you're racist.
They say you're racist. Yeah. Thanks for the correction. There's just a lot of stuff that happened on in the video. I got so triggered at those two black girls. I'm like, "Bro, just leave them alone. They're not doing anything." Yeah. And then they were like saying, "Oh, but this is a multicultural space. Do you know how much we had to work for like 5 years to create a multicultural space? Why did you go somewhere else?" I'm like, "Bro, this is a public campus."
So the thing I hate about multicultural spaces, okay, is because people who advocate for multicultural spaces, okay, saying that white people are centered everywhere. I'm like, nobody is centered anywhere.
No.
Like, at my college, I don't see any spaces where it's like, okay, white people belong here. Everybody else just needs to find your own place. We don't care about you. That's not what happens, okay? And that's not something that's happened for a very long time. The only segregation we see now are things like all-black dorms, all-black graduations, multicultural centers. Okay, and hey, let's mention some real racism. Vaccine passports.
Let's bring that up. Bring it up. Let's go.
Yeah, because there have been several. Because guess what? You know, BLM made a decision that I actually agree with for once.
Okay? Yes, exactly. That's
what was protest. Their decision?
They're rioting in front of restaurants that require vaccines.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Because there was one black woman that was not vaccinated, but and then they decided they're gonna protest over it. I'm like, I agreed with this for once.
Yeah.
I'm like,
BLM you know is based
on that one.
You're never gonna hear me say that again. Maybe. Hey, hopefully I can say that again. Yeah. But
hopefully, yeah. They have a lot of work to do, but this, I think that's a good step.
Yeah. So There was a case where, you know, two black women were asked for vaccine cards before they entered a restaurant, and they're like, "That's ridiculous." So they beat the crap out of the guy who asked for them. Or was it a guy or was it a girl? I don't know. But then there was one where this guy and his family were literally sitting down in a restaurant eating. They were literally already there, and they're like, "Excuse me, we need to see your vaccine cards." And he was like, "Why?" And they're like, "Because we need to know you're vaccinated." He was like, "Regardless of if we're vaccinated, we could still be sick. You didn't test us before we came in here." And they're like, "Still, we need to see your card." And he was like, "Oh, this Lord. Is segregation. I'm a black man." And I'm like, ooh. See, I love it when okay, I don't like it when people pull a race card. But when there's a race card and I actually agree with it, I don't know. It's confirmation bias. I'm terrible. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no,
let's remind everybody that, like, the majority of blacks and Hispanics are actually not vaccinated.
Yeah.
Therefore, these vaccine passports are, in a way, they're, like, bringing some of the segregation back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we like to, like, blame it on race, like we were talking about in the other examples with, like, Asian hate or whatever. We don't like to blame it on white supremacy or whatever. But if you use the same logic that they're using, then it's the vaccine mandates and vaccine passports, all of that, that really is racist. If you go by just because it affects one race more, inherently it must be racist.
And I feel, okay, so I do feel like I need to clarify something. Like I said, I don't like people pulling the race card. I don't like pointing at different races and saying, "Haha, look, you were wrong," and I don't like that. But when somebody is going to say something like a white supremacists are causing Asian hate, or white supremacists want voter IDs because it's going to disenfranchise blacks, you know, when something happens and you're either hypocritical or you're so incredibly wrong – that it could cause damage to the entire white population, because let's be honest, there's a lot of people who have a very terrible opinion of white people for kind of no reason, you know?
Other than you're white.
Other than, you know, we're white. So it needs to be addressed. When you have caused a problem, and in reality, you're causing the problem for no just reason. So I don't like pointing the race card. I don't like making arguments that surround race because, you know, race doesn't mean anything, you know? We all kind of think alike here, but I'm sure there are things we disagree on regardless of the color of our skin, and I'm sure there's things that we agree on regardless of the color of our skin, you know?
Yeah.
Black Americans statistically have a lower rate of vaccination. My hat is going into my eyes. And that's for a good reason. It's because the U.S. government did stupid things when it came to vaccinations in, like, the 60s or 70s, I think. That's not a race thing, you know. Race does tie into it quite a bit. But, you know, we have some... there are some Black Americans that have gotten the vaccine, and there are some that haven't. There are some white people that are white Americans that have gotten the vaccine, and some white Americans that haven't. And it's the same for every single race out there.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, with the vaccination stuff, it's like the majority of the people, and like I'm agreeing with you on this, Tim. I normally don't want to pull up the race card, but the majority of the people that got vaccinated were not like Black people or Hispanic people or like Asians, or although I think they might be, Asians might be like a close second.
The majority
of the people that got vaccinated were these, like, were probably like rich, white, elitist liberals who claim they love minorities, but they refuse to help us. Like, come on.
Yeah, I think it's like white Americans, then Asian Americans, then Latino or Hispanic Americans, and then it's Black Americans. That I think that's the order. It may white and Asian Americans may be switched. I'm not too sure, but.
Oh, yeah. Here's the solution for now, right now, if you want to help minorities. Get rid of the vaccine mandates.
Yeah.
Get rid of those signs that say, like, you need to, like, have a vaccination proof in order to enter a restaurant. Like,
Yeah, because whether or not it was intended to target minorities, either way, we're still looking at it. It's going to be affecting minorities at a very large level. So you're right. Yeah. Like, taking away the mandates would be helping them.
Yeah. And what do you want to add?
You also see the more mandates that you have, and the more, like, you know, you're starting to see that people are starting to just lose it. You know, they're like, we are pushing people with their mental state and their physical state to the breaking point. Like, I saw an article the other day. I can't remember where it was, but in some country, someone asked a dude to put on a mask. It wasn't America, I think. And the guy, he beat that guy to death because he's just beyond gone. Because we keep on pushing this, and it's not good for our mental health to be in quarantine. It's not good for our mental health to constantly be exposed to such fear. Eventually, it's going to break people, and we got to...
Are you talking about Australia?
Like, I think it might have been
that happened in Australia, yeah. Because Australia, they've been doing this
a lot. Australia has turned into a police state.
Yeah, it's scary.
So we hear about martial law a lot. Australia has turned into police law. They have basically given the police an open book. Tell them you can do anything to these people because they are not following these policies. And they're doing it. There was an image of like four dudes holding down this like really big dude, and like someone shoving a mask on his face.
Oh my!
And I'm
Lord.
Like, what? Like, first of all, you are probably getting so infected with COVID right now if he has COVID. Like, you might as well just leave him alone.
What about the health? I thought you wanted to do this for people's health. I thought you wanted to save lives. What happened?
Yeah.
Now you're just...
Yeah, and there was one video of a cop, like, literally choking a woman and, like, pushing her up against a wall because she was not wearing a mask in public.
Wow.
It is absolutely insane what is going on in Australia right now.
Yeah.
You know, they're acting like they are the penal colony that they were, you know. They're acting like they're a country full of prisoners that need to be taken care of if they act up, which is insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's... Now, I do feel like him beating him to death was... Wait, who was it that was beaten to death?
The person who asked the dude to put on a mask. So that's, of course, he's not in the right there.
Yeah, he's definitely in the wrong. That was
like that, but that just shows his psychological state is just broken.
It's messing people up, man. More. Yeah. I think people on antidepressants went up like 70%.
Yeah.
Over the course of the year, you know, we've got kids. There's been a lot of children actually, who have either admitted to or admitted that they thought about committing suicide, you know, or admitted to trying to commit suicide. It's not good for us. You know, there's a reason why solitary confinement does really messed up things to people in prisons, and there's a reason why we shouldn't really be practicing that. I think we talked about that the other day, or last week. But being confined to our houses, not being able to go out and do things, not really having, because we still don't really have access to things that we used to, you know. Minimum wage hasn't changed where I live, but prices have been going up. And it's because, you know, these corporations that are transnational or, you know, international, or they go across the entire country, you know, they're forced to pay $15 minimum wages as corporate wages, you know, and that's just, it's not good for the, first of all, it's not good for the companies, because Subway alone had to change all of its prices on average 16 cents. That doesn't sound like a lot, but the reason why it's only 16 cents on average is because our deals are still the same price. Our meals are still the same price. It's not good for companies. It's not good for the people. It's not good for the economy. We've got the worst inflation rate we've had in a very long time. It used to be since 2009 when Obama was in office. Now I'm pretty sure it's been like the past 20 years, the worst it's been the past 20 years. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, let's talk about, in addition to that, let's talk about Project Veritas.
Yeah, speaking of the vaccine, let's bring up Project Veritas and everything they've been doing to fight for freedom. They actually received an award. Brian O'Keefe, is that his name? Brian O'Keefe. He actually received an award for fighting for freedom, which is absolutely fantastic. He deserves that award. I'm glad for him. But yeah, so they had a whistleblower come forward, and they have a video, and I will link that video. What things do I need to link real quick? I need to link...
The video, was there something about rains?
Stories about rains. Story about rains and border.
It's so interesting.
And then Project Veritas video. I'll link that.
Honestly, like, this is just, like, this has just confirmed, like, I watched a little bit of part one, and my friend, like, he showed me part two. Oh man, this just confirmed what we knew about the vaccine all along, that this was engineered. And the fact, like, this guy, part two, the guy literally just said, we're gonna do it, just like Nazi Germany. I'm like, bro, are you kidding? That is sketch.
Oh yeah. So let's go over what happened in part one first.
Okay,
so,
let's do it.
In part one of the video, and I will link both the videos, there we go. He basically has this whistleblower that works in a hospital. She's a federal employee, though. She's got her federal badge, she's got her hospital badge, and has a secret camera that's recording the doctors. And the doctors are talking about how, you know, the vaccine is full of, you know, and the government doesn't want you to know that it is. And then they, you know, a lot of adverse reactions to the vaccine are going unreported. There was one where someone had congenitive heart failure, and it went unreported. That's pretty serious, especially when it's congenitive heart failure. There was another story that she told, and she had a video of one of the hospital workers being sent up to intensive care units or whatever. And she was like, she did not want to take the vaccine for religious reasons, but she was pressured into taking it. And now she is in an intensive care unit.
Wow.
She was not going to get the vaccine, but she was pressured into take it. And now she's worse off than she would have been if she had just not taken it. Something's up. And then I did not watch part two. Did y'all watch part two?
Oh, I've seen some stuff from part two. Like the guy, like there was, he was talking like how this whole vaccine implementation was going to happen. Like, and he said, we're going to do it just like Nazi Germany. Like basically just like put the jab on it.
Oh yeah. Didn't he say something like blow darts?
Blow darts. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he actually said specifically like something about blow darting African Americans.
Oh my God.
With the vaccine.
Oh. Yeah.
Like specifically.
That reminds me of like the Maze Runner or something.
Yeah, it reminded me of the Maze Runner too. I don't know why. Probably because they have the like the injection things. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Me and Josie just seem like nerds who read the Maze Runner. Nobody else gets it.
You guys are nerds.
You know what is strange with the vaccine and like adverse reactions and stuff. As you're talking about that. Like, you know, I was thinking, oh, yeah, I should probably, like, tell a story of, like, an adverse reaction that, like, I've heard of. And then I've thought about, like, 7 different ones.
And I'm there's a lot of different things that can happen.
I shouldn't have this many, like, sources and, like, stories that I could choose from.
Yeah.
Like, the one I'm going to mention is, so you guys know the Las Vegas Raiders and the NFL have just started, right?
Yep.
So... Mm-hmm. The stadium that they're in is not requiring vaccines and everything, but the Raiders are requiring vaccines in order to get into their games. So there's a protest outside of their Monday night football game. I was going to go to it, but I decided not to. And so basically, if you are not vaccinated and you want to get in the game, they can literally just take you to a tent and vaccinate you right there.
That is not good.
That is not good. And a person left in an ambulance because of an adverse reaction there. Or probably because you're not supposed to get vaccinated in a tent.
So my biggest issue with how COVID has been handled is they're treating it like it's, you know, headache medication. You know, it's something you can just go and like, hey, do you have any like Aleve or Advil? And they'll just be like, yeah, sure, and they'll give it to you. No, you should be going to a CVS. Okay. You need to be going to a pharmacy, a clinic, a hospital, a health department. You need to be going somewhere where they have trained doctors that you know are trained doctors on staff regularly, not in a tent in a parking lot, not a tent at a football game, not in... I'm sure there's been people giving it out in Taco Bells. I have no clue. You need to go to a hospital first, but first, you need to talk to your doctor. You know, because your doctor and you know what is best for you. Okay? If your doctor says you don't need it, or if they don't think you need it, I would avoid getting it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like Nicki Minaj says, hey, do your research.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj is based now.
Trust your doctor entirely.
Proud of her.
Like, some doctors now are like...
Oh yeah, no, some doctors are woke.
Vaccines are the most important thing in the world. You need them. And you know, of course vaccines have their purposes, but like you know, don't only trust healthcare if healthcare is only gonna tell you to do this.
Well see, that's why I preface it with your doctor. Like if you have a doctor that you are close to, like Tim Pool was talking about in one of his podcasts, he was like, you know, I have a family doctor that I know fairly well, he knows my family. And he, you know, basically that, you know, if you have a doctor that you know, and, or if you have a friend that is in the health field that you know, their opinion is 10 times greater than anybody you see on any news station, see on any, like any celebrities, politicians, they know you better than somebody 2,000 miles away from you knows you. Okay, their opinion is 10 times more valuable than, hey, Tucker Carlson. Their opinion is more valuable than Tucker Carlson's when it comes to your health. I'm sorry. It's more valuable than Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Nicki Minaj, you know, anybody. It's more important than ours. You know? Mm-hmm. I'd say don't get it.
I beg to disagree. Our opinions are very important to you, and you should do everything we say.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Joke, everyone. Oh,
wow. But yeah, so Project Veritas, they've done quite a bit of stuff already. You know, they did have the story about Gabriel Gripes, and that was handled amazingly. I'm glad about that. This one's been getting a lot of hate, though. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know if people don't like whistleblowers, I guess. I feel like whistleblowers are kind of a good thing, because they let people know about stuff that they should be knowing about.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I will link those in the description below, along with some articles about the Border Patrol, and then I will also be linking some articles about our next section. Did we want to move on?
Yeah,
all right. The Arizona election audit.
Oh, yeah. This is where we get canceled.
So, I'll go ahead and say it right now. There was election fraud. There's no doubt about it. There was election fraud. If anybody says there wasn't, they're lying to you, or they're just completely ill-informed because they're watching way too much CNN. I'll bring up the stats real quick about this. So, 3,400 more ballots were cast than recorded. 9,000 more mail-in ballots were received and recorded than the official number of mail-in ballots sent out. 1,551 extra votes. That shows that, you know, of the people that came in, there was 1,551 more votes than there were people that actually voted in person. And that's, I think that's just one county. Maricopa County.
Wow.
Approximately 2,500 ballots were shown in the early vote returns that do not have voter listed as casting them. That's 2,500 votes that were casted by no one. Over 255,000 early votes shown in the county final vote file do not have a corresponding entry in the early voting return file. They deleted files.
Wow.
I think they deleted somewhere close to 1 million files right before they turned in the ballots. Over 23,000 voted by mail after moving October 5th. 23,000 votes that weren't supposed to be counted in that county were counted in that county. 2,382 voters cast votes in Maricopa County in person after moving out of the county. They drove to Maricopa County to vote, even though they did not live there. Wow. Over 2,000 voters who moved out of Arizona during the 29 days before the election were given a full ballot. They were able to vote fully in Arizona's election, rather than just being the presidential only. So what that shows is not only was there presidential fraud, but there was fraud in the Senate and in the House.
Wow.
What? And people still want to say we're conspiracy theorists. Mainstream media still want to say, like, oh, you're like
a lot of the right's conspiracies are no longer conspiracies.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've got a couple more stats for you.
There were duplicate votes. There was an image.
Yep, I'll pull up that image. That? Yeah, there's more.
Because that already sounds like enough for red flags everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Duplicate votes.
So, yeah. Close to 300 deceased voters voted.
Wow.
300 people that died. And that's just in Maricopa County. Okay, and then I have... these are duplicate copies. So... two duplicate copies. 33,868 total images 16,934 were duplicates.
Sketch.
Three copy duplicates. 564, there was 376 duplicates.
Uh-uh.
Four copy duplicates. 16 total images, 12 of them were duplicates. That's a total of 34,448 total images. 17,322 were duplicates. There was a total of 17,126 voters. You know what that says? You know how? Do you guys know how much Biden won by in Arizona?
Wasn't it 11,000?
It was 10,000. Roughly 10,000.
Oh yeah, Biden.
17,000 votes were duplicates.
Wow. And Biden still won. Biden did not win. Let's not use that term because Biden did not win at all. I'm just
okay.
You're gonna say win, put in the quotations.
And then if I go on Twitter and I look up Arizona audit and I go to images. There are images of the verified approved ballot stamp going underneath the arrows that tell you where to sign. That's supposed to be stamped on the page after it's been voted on. And it was already on the image. And I will link to some photos of that too. Because that's ridiculous. I'll link to as much information as I can, actually, because there is a lot of voter fraud, and that's just Arizona.
Yeah.
What are we going to be expecting from other much more liberal states? We know there was election fraud when it came to the recall election in California, even though nobody is talking about it.
Yeah.
The 2020 election was probably the worst election due to integrity ever.
Yeah, it's the worst.
And that's talking about a country where people could literally shove pieces of paper into boxes when it was first founded.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure when America was first founded, it was very easy to rig elections.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now we have things like cybersecurity, firewalls. We have people who were put in place and paid to make sure everything is legitimate.
Oh yeah.
And this happens.
Oh yeah, like where are the 80 to 81 million votes?
That's incorrect.
Oh my god.
There was another image that I saw where they did a full count. And it showed that Biden actually had, like, 76 million votes, and Trump had, like, 80 million in reality. I'm not too sure about how that – I'm not too sure about how true that is. But if somebody's able to come up with very specific numbers that are different from the original ones, not too sure about that. Other than that, we don't really have too much to talk about. Is there anything you guys wanted to talk about before we get into our last segment that I can let Mason handle if he wants?
What do we
usually talk about at the end, Mason? What's your segment?
What's up with Biden?
Do we want to move on to that, or do we want to talk about other stuff?
I can't think of anything else.
Not either. All right. Mason, do you know what's been going on with Biden?
Too much.
Too much.
Too much, frankly.
All right.
I can't keep track of all of it anymore. I feel like every day there's just a new thing that's like, oh, yeah, here's another Biden thing. I'm like, man, the freak.
So.
Where do we want to begin?
Okay.
With the list of atrocities.
Well, we can talk atrocities. You seem very disheartened. Yeah. Oh my lord.
Very disheartening. Every time something about Biden comes up, it's always disheartening. So Mason, clearly just captures what we've all been feeling.
Yeah, he's
just lost hope. He doesn't even want. I was like, okay, you know, I shouldn't be quick to judge. I don't want to be like those people that are like, oh, I hate Trump, but you know.
Yeah, I remember a couple videos in. We were all like, now he's an old man. We got to give him some credit. And now he's just made stupid decision after stupid decision. Yeah, we can't give him any credit anymore.
I was just like, you know, I should give him some time. I don't want to be like, for example, there's someone that I know who is very anti-Trump, but then they were just anti-Trump but just because of his personality, but they didn't focus on anything that he did. So I was like, okay, you know, I don't like Biden, but let's see what he's going to do first. And then he started actually doing stuff. And then I said, okay, help. Where do we go to change this out?
It is something. Okay, so I will actually go ahead and look at his approval rating for us.
Oh boy.
Oh dear. Oh no.
It changes every week. How popular is Joe Biden? Okay, this is actually I think it's actually changed. It hasn't changed too much. Ooh Lord. Oh no, Biden. We've got a -8, a -9, -6, -4, -8, -7, -4, -9, -1. That's RNG though. -9, -7, -8, -5. Yeah, he's running. Due to all the I'm sure. Redfield is saying a positive 7. That there's no way. They're saying his disapproval rating is 34%. That's not close to what it actually is. I'd say IPSOS is probably the most accurate. It's a 44 approval rating to a 51% disapproval. Rasmussen, I feel like, is a little bit too much towards the right. They're saying a 42 approval, 56 disapproval. I'm not buying that one too much, but 49 disapprove overall, 45 approve overall.
Oh man, I feel like the approval percentage for Biden could just be lower.
Yeah, it's I think it's closer. I think the approval rating is closer to 44, and I think the disapproval is closer to 50.
LOL, like why did they Trump? Why did people just rank Trump's approval like so low, even though he's done a lot of great things for America?
Well, so, here's the thing. A lot of people didn't realize how messed up mainstream media was until COVID started.
Yeah.
So they'd see mainstream media. They would see the clipped episodes or videos of Trump talking, and we've seen a very large proportion of people being red-pilled lately because conservative media has made the rise. You know, Daily Wire is growing real big. Breitbart's going real big. You know, we have organizations like Project Veritas. We have PragerU. We have the Daily Caller. We've got the Daily Mail posting legitimate stories. While they are right-wing and right-leaning, they're what's going on. And people are realizing, you know. So I guarantee you people actually disapproved of Trump, but they did not realize that their disapproval was kind of ill-placed. But there was a mock election done for 2024.
Oh, okay.
And this was I think last week. They saw Trump winning by 1 point over Biden.
Really?
Oh, yep. Really?
47% to 46%.
Interesting.
The only problem with that is they did elect fraud last time.
What happened?
What's to stop them from doing it again in this next election?
Well, see, that's the thing. People are going to be keeping a real good eye on elections after the California recall and then after this Arizona audit. There's already talk of sweeping audits across the country. Because I guarantee you, any state that was remotely close, there's going to be questions. There was a 10,000 vote difference, and there's already found that there's over 300,000 cases of voter fraud or sketchy voting. It's an issue. So I feel like if something like this happens again, there's going to be a lot more put in place to make sure it doesn't. But regardless, seeing Biden's approval rating drop so much and then seeing 47% of people saying they would vote for Trump in 2024, even though his disapproval rating was very high. Didn't he have like a 53% disapproval rating his entire presidency?
Yeah.
It looks like
his approval rating was always in the 30s, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
At one point, it's like 40s, but like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty good average would be in the 50s for his disapproval and in the 30s to 40s for approval. Yeah.
So for a president to have such low approval his entire such low approval and such high disapproval his entire presidency to come out on top of the incumbent president after being impeached twice, both times wrongly so, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It is incredible.
And then we did talk about Biden thinking that there are trillionaires. That's something else that's up with Biden.
And so I think to conclude this entire podcast episode, like, I know I'm going to add some final words before I let my colleagues pitch in with some of their thoughts, but we're going to reemphasize this again. I know we've said this quite a lot, you know, almost every single episode, but we're going to reemphasize this again. Do your own research. Whatever there's stuff about, you know, these issues surrounding our country, always do your own research. Like, don't look at the mainstream media so much, unless if you want to laugh at their stupidity. Like, if you want to, like, look at it as a comedy show. But other than that, I would just stay away from the mainstream media. It's like, always see both sides at the end of the story. And also, it's like, try not to look at social media so much, you know. Try not to look at maybe what these, like, these young liberals they post. Because a lot of, sometimes when people post on social media, like, some people, they just kind of know what they're talking about.
And half the time you're getting secondhand false information.
Yeah, and so would any of my colleagues like to add some final words before we end?
But yeah, so the thing about the secondhand false information, we had it talked about when it was the Border Patrol. We had it talked about with the Arizona election audit. People on social media by the thousands have been saying stuff that just is not true because they've been looking at too much media and not doing some research. But other than that, I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, I think we're good. Thanks for joining, guys.
Yeah. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, comment. I mean, you don't have to, but we sure would appreciate it. And y'all have a nice night.
Yeah, God bless your soul.
Adios.
Peace out.